Last night's State of the Union address had a surprise special guest.
Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Mr. President, please take this.
After 30 seconds of one of the night's few moments of bipartisan applause, Trump spoke to the Venezuelan opposition leader in the mezzanine, Juan Guaido.
Please take this message back that all Americans are united with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Today, Trump meets with Guaido at the White House. The World's Jorge Valencia is with me. So what's the significance of Trump inviting Guaido to the White House, Jorge?
Juan Guaido, the opposition leader in Venezuela, in an effort to gain legitimacy over the past year since he was elected, has taken a two-prong approach. The first one is to gain support from the populace, and the second one is to use international pressure to presumably push President Nicolas Maduro out of office. He was in Western Europe last week. He met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. But by far, his most important ally is the United States. So there was a lot of question about whether or not he was going to see President Trump. So everybody was really surprised to see him show up at the State of the Union yesterday and to be invited to the White House today. So this is actually something that is quite a big deal for him.
Yeah, it stunned a lot of people. How has the Trump administration provided support to Guaido and to the Venezuelan opposition?
Well, the symbolism of acknowledging Juan Guaido as, in President Trump's words, the legitimate president of Venezuela, that has a lot of weight. Like I said, there are dozens of countries that are providing that support. Also, Venezuela is a country that is in a humanitarian crisis. There are, according to the United Nations, 4 million people in dire needs in the country. 5 million people have left the country in the past 10 years. And the United States has provided, through USAID, lots of humanitarian support in the country. One thing that the United States has not done is provided temporary protected status for Venezuelan immigrants in the United States. This is something that some humanitarians have called for, but it would not be very congruent with the Trump administration's migration policies. They have really curtailed any possibilities of people seeking refuge in the United States. But that is one thing that the United States has not done that some people have called for.
But just recognizing Juan Guaido as the legitimate president is huge from Washington.
It is a very big deal.
So while Guaido is meeting with Trump, Nicolas Maduro is going to get a visit from Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. What is Russia's role in all this?
While Juan Guaido has the support of the United States and other countries, President Nicolas Maduro has the support of Cuba, China, and his biggest supporter, his most important supporter, is Vladimir Putin. Jason Marzak is with the Atlantic Council, which is a think tank in Washington.
Russia sees Venezuela as this incredible opportunity to cause havoc and chaos in the Americas, which has direct national security implications for the United States. And they're able to do it without spending a lot of money, but causing maximum uncertainty.
So if Foreign Minister Lavrov is meeting with Nicolas Maduro Friday, if that is a coincidence, then it is a heck of a coincidence.
Maduro and others have said that Juan Guaido is conspiring with the United States to overthrow Venezuela's legitimate government. Can being seen with Trump backfire on Juan Guaido?
Well, I was on the phone with a man from in Maracaibo, one of the larger cities in Venezuela this week, and he said that he didn't quite appreciate that Juan Guaido is on tour, meeting with foreign dignitaries, and more or less airing the country's dirty laundry in public. And the United States is a country that, as you know, is not very popular in many parts of the world, and certainly not in Venezuela. Michael Schifter from the Inter-American Dialogue, which is a think tank, says that Maduro is a master at exploiting that.
Guaido is in an impossible position. He can't do without the United States because of its power. He needs that alliance. But on the other hand, being close to the Trump administration comes with some baggage, especially in Latin America.
So, Jorge, what is the takeaway here? How is this strategy actually working out for Juan Guaido?
It's not going great so far. Guaido, when he declared himself the president a year ago, he was seen as somebody who would potentially unite the opposition in Venezuela. But the opposition in Venezuela, as is the case in so many places, is multiple groups, and not all of them right now support Guaido. So one could presume that perhaps when he returns to Venezuela, he might recalibrate what his strategy is. And that is depending on what happens when he returns to Venezuela, because he had to escape the country, he had to basically sneak out of his own country because he had been prohibited by the Maduro administration from leaving. So I think a lot of us are going to be observing to see what happens when he returns to Venezuela.
The World's Jorge Valencia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.